This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Democrat-controlled U.S. House of Representatives has voted to authorize a public impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump. This after weeks of testimony behind closed doors about his efforts to push Ukraine to investigate his political opponents. The vote was largely along party lines. All Republicans voted against the resolution. Two Democratic defectors joined them. Immediately after the vote, Trump tweeted, calling the impeachment inquiry the greatest witch hunt in American history. Meanwhile, a former top Trump advisor has been appearing on Capitol Hill. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
Tim Morrison is the first White House political appointee to appear in the probe and could be key in the effort to impeach the president. A day after leaving the National Security Council, Morrison confirmed some aspects of earlier reports about the president pushing Ukraine to mount political investigations, telling impeachment investigators he had raised concerns. But Morrison also contradicted other testimony. GOP lawmakers are portraying his opening remarks as shifting the debate in the president's favor. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials in Pakistan say at least 74 people have been killed and dozens more injured after fire engulfed a passenger train near Pakistan's Rahimyar Khan city in eastern Punjab province. Television footage showed flames pouring out of the train's carriages, sending huge clouds of black smoke into the sky. Authorities say many of the victims jumped from the moving train to escape the flames. Islamic State has confirmed the death of its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, days after President Donald Trump announced the terrorist leader was killed Saturday during a U.S. military raid in Syria. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Much of the Los Angeles suburbs are under an unprecedented extreme red flag warning because of powerful winds hampering efforts to battle wildfires. The National Weather Service created the new warning specifically because of the hot, dry Santa Ana winds that blow in from the desert and valleys and fan the flames. Incident manager Kathleen Opliger with the San Bernardino County Fire Department says the Hillside Fire, about 100 kilometers east of Los Angeles, is nowhere near contained.
You know, we're experiencing very critical fire weather, and so we're experiencing very rapid rates of spread. And even though the wind is going to continue to abate, our relative humidities are still very low. We still have a lot of work to do up there to get rid of the hot spots.
A fire that came dangerously close to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in the Simi Valley was 10% contained today. Firefighters say the flames burning near the Getty Center Art Museum in Los Angeles are about 40% contained. The Washington Nationals have won the World Series. They defeated the Houston Astros 6-2 to capture the U.S. Capitals' first World Series title since 1924. It comes about a year after the Washington, D.C. hockey team, the Capitals, won the National Hockey League Championship, the Stanley Cup. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters today the World Series win and the Stanley Cup and other wins like it unite the all-too-divided city.
For a couple of weeks, they gave us something that all of Washington, D.C. could unite around, a miracle indeed, something we could use around here these days.
There's another reason for children to get a measles vaccine. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has that story.
Researchers say after a bout of measles, youngsters are more vulnerable to other germs such as flu or strep. It turns out the measles virus erases much of the immune system's memory of prior infections, hurting its ability to quickly react if those germs return. Scientists dubbed the surprising findings immune amnesia. The research was published in the journals Science and Science Immunology. Shelley Adler, Washington.
A car bomb killed at least 8 people on Thursday in a vegetable market in a northern region of Syria held by Turkish-led forces. Turkey's official news agency says another 14 people were wounded in the attack. And Hong Kong police fired tear gas Thursday on masked pro-democracy protesters and Halloween revelers in the territory's nightlife district. Protest organizers had appealed to supporters to wear Halloween masks to test the city's recent emergency law banning masks at public gatherings. Hong Kong police said they would demand anyone suspected of being a protester to remove their mask. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.